Radio 1. Radio 1 Podcast. The Scott Mills Daily.
Faster brain.
On Radio 1.
All this week, we are finding a couple of Radio 1 listeners who are so very desperate to go to Glastonbury that they'll actually get married to be there. We are going to organise the actual wedding of the year in a field. Now, thousands of people applied for this, which just shows you how many people want to go to Glastonbury. Monday, Tuesday and Wednesday this week, we're talking to three of the couples. Yesterday, it was Lauren and Steve. What happens is you rate them, a bit like we do with Rate My Listener at Radio 1 Online, to decide who should get hitched this weekend in the field. The top two will go through to this big final on Thursday's show, and the winner will have the Radio 1 Wedding of the Year at Glastonbury. Okay, let's meet, please, chappers. Couple number two.
This is Alex. She's 19 and from Flitwick in Bedfordshire.
Hello.
Hi, Scott.
Hi, Alex. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Very good. Now, you've been to Glastonbury before, no?
Not at all, no.
Right, so you're a virgin again, right?
Indeed.
No, I didn't mean a virgin again. I mean, like, yesterday's caller was also had not been to Glastonbury. That's what I meant.
Oh, yeah.
But you want to go so much that you would get married, yeah?
I definitely would get married.
Don't you have some kind of bet going on?
Yeah, I do, with my brother.
What's the bet?
I have always said that I will get married before my brother, and he's 24 and I'm 19, and it will happen.
All right, so you're determined to get married before him. What's yeah. riding on the bet? Money?
I think it's just the pride of the family, to be honest.
The pride of the family.
Right. Now, please tell us, Alex, if you did get to go to Glastonbury, who would you get married to?
Scott, if I go to Glastonbury, I will get married to Fiona Bruce.
Who?
Fiona Bruce.
Fiona Bruce.
What, off the news?
No, it's a different Bruce.
Oh. Oh, I think you and Fiona would make a lovely couple.
I think me and Fiona would make a good couple as well.
Oh, I meant the one off, I meant the one off the news.
Yeah, I meant her as well.
Imagine if she was listening now, she'd have got all her hopes up, thinking she was going to marry you at Glastonbury, and then you've just cruelly dashed them.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry, Fiona.
Right, who's your Fiona Bruce then?
My Fiona Bruce is my best friend.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, your best friend?
She's my best friend. I've known her for about 5 years.
Yeah.
We met at school.
Okay.
She's Scottish.
Okay.
She's practically my sister. In fact, my mum and her mum have started planning her brother's wedding.
She's not your actual sister.
No, she's not.
Right.
But my mum and her mum want her and my brother to get married.
Okay, right. Well, I think...
Hang on. The two mums want your brother to marry her.
Yes.
But you want to marry her.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God,
well, I'd be beating him twice then, wouldn't I?
Yeah.
Right, well, I think we should meet this interesting character. Hello, Fiona Bruce.
Hiya.
Hiya. So, you're desperate to go to Glastonbury, aren't you?
Yes.
Who would you really want to see?
The Killers and Paolo Nantini and anyone else that's playing.
Right. Paolo Nantini?
Nantini. I can't pronounce it.
Yeah. No, you really can't. and you would actually get married to Alex, would you?
Of course I would.
Can I just ask both of you, right? Are you two, you know?
It depends how drunk we are.
Okay.
Right.
So, do either of you have a boyfriend?
No.
Right, okay. So you're both single and straight, but you'd be up for getting married to each other?
Yes.
See, it's fine, it's Somerset, anything goes. It's all fine. Now...
Right.
Now, I think our listeners are going to be absolutely loving this, ladies. Alex, let me ask you, what do you think is the most attractive thing about Fiona?
Her accent and her eyes.
All right.
Her eyes are amazing.
And Fiona, what's the most attractive thing about Alex?
She's got good eyes and good boobs. What more can you want?
Yeah. That's what I always say.
It's my motto.
Now, can I ask you a question? Do you think... Alex, I'll ask you first. You know, bit of romance in the air, maybe. It's Glastonbury. You've seen some of your favourite bands. You've had a bit of cider, and you've got a nice, cosy tent. Might you two, get it on?
Definitely.
Right. Have you ever done that before?
There's been a few instances where we may have kissed a few times.
All right, talk us through that.
Well, pretty much whenever we've had a drink, we get very emotional and hug a lot. And touchy-feely, and it does lead to kissing, I'm afraid.
Okay.
You comfort each other regularly.
Is that true? Is that true, Fiona?
I'm afraid I'd have to agree with that one there, yep.
Don't be afraid, it's a great thing.
It's true, it is a great thing.
Your votes are going to go through the actual roof. Right, go have a look online now at bbc.co.uk/radio1. Do you think Alex and Fiona should get married at Glastonbury this weekend? Go and vote now, please. bbc.co.uk/radio1. In a moment, we're going to do one of our pre-constructions of what we think the wedding might be like if they were to get hitched. Wait there, ladies.
BBC Radio 1 Podcast. One. National. Radio 1.
Hi, Ricky.
Hiya.
Where are you?
I'm in Belfast, in Northern Ireland.
Listen, thank you so much for the tape that you sent.
No problem.
It's quite brave of you.
Yeah.
Now, this all started when someone sent in a mixtape of their exes sent them in 2001. Did you hear that?
Yeah, I was listening.
And after that, I just asked you to go into your cupboard. You know that little box you've got with loads of stuff in it? Like love letters, mixtapes from ex-boyfriends or girlfriends. Especially if they talk on them, that's what we wanted. Yeah.
Single leather glove.
Yeah. Maybe if they've played you a song on a guitar or something, and they've put it on a tape for you or a CD. Send all that in to Scott Mills, Radio 1, London, W1N, 4DJ. Now, Ricky, this is you on this tape you've sent me, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
We've all done it. It's a radio show in your bedroom. Now, how old were you?
I was 12, I'm 18 now.
And what did you record it on?
It was on a Ghetto Blaster.
All right, and did the radio station have a name?
It was Radio 1, actually.
It was Radio 1?
Wow.
You're on with your cousin, aren't you?
Yeah, his name's Colin.
The Ricky and Colin Show on Radio 1.
Yep.
Now, I have to say, the show does start off quite well.
Yeah, and then it fades away.
Well, no, I mean, you and your cousin have quite good kind of chemistry, I think. But for some reason, as you're about to hear, they start doing impressions of Braveheart.
Everybody, that was Gorilla Soulchild, and we're just jigging along with them hit Yeah, baby. Yeah. Oh, by the way, me and Colin were watching Braveheart last night. Honest to God, he does the best impression of William Wallace you ever seen. Here, he's a bit shy about it, like, but give him some time. Burn it!
So, that was Colin doing his Braveheart impression, yeah?
Yeah.
Burn it!
Now, you then decide that Braveheart is quite a good topic of conversation. So you start a phone-in.
Yeah, so any callers that want to call in about that Braveheart thing, just keep on rolling, baby. You know what time it is. Yeah. Oh, by the way, calls are charged at a local rate, and please ask permission from the person who rings the bell if you're under 18.
That's very professional.
Yeah.
Please get the permission of the person that pays the bill.
Very responsible.
Yeah. Could you do that keep on rolling, baby, thing for me again? Because that could be like your catchphrase.
Keep on rolling, baby.
See, you still got it. You still got it.
Oh, definitely.
So, I mean, there's a phone in about a film, so it's a bit like Edith's show at the moment.
Well, I was actually thinking, he has a catchphrase and he does impressions, and then people phone in about the impressions. I'm thinking it sounds like you doing Mika at the moment.
Now, obviously, you'll want to know who is phoning in to this show because it's just Ricky and Colin in their bedroom. So, how are they going to get people to phone in? See, they've already thought about this.
And we have some calls here tonight. And here's a caller now. What's your name?
John.
John what?
John Wallace.
John Wallace, right. What was your favourite thing in the film?
I felt I really moved at the end of it when Hamish threw William's sword into the ground.
Oh, very good, very good.
Thanks for your call.
Thank you.
That was still a better phone call than 90% of people who rang up for your call.
Yeah, you're not wrong. Yeah. Now, who is introducing the Atomic Kitten record? Is that you or Colin?
I can't remember.
Okay, well, whoever it is, even at 12, you two know exactly who Atomic Kitten will appeal to. Listen to this.
All you girls and some men out there, it's Atomic Kitten. Last one, you can make me one again. Here we go.
All you girls and some men out there.
All you girls and some men out there.
Yep. See, you know your audience. Know your audience. That was Colin, was it?
Yeah.
Okay, now, once again, you know exactly how to introduce Jerry Halliwell as well. Listen to this.
There's a last song. There's a...
What?
No.
There's a last song tonight, and we're going away with all the girls tonight, and this is for all the girls, and some men who might like it, and Jerry Halliwell! Tonight. And that will be all. See you tomorrow.
All the girls and some men who might like it. Who was that? Was that you or Colin?
That was Colin.
Right, okay. But then I noticed that you kind of jump in after he's announced that some girls and some men might like it. And there's no doubt what camp you fall into.
Oh, no.
Can I just say, any men that like that, they're a bit sad. Actually, and women would be better about it.
Any men like that, they're a bit sad. It's raining, women would be better, thanks, bye.
Yeah, we don't play it.
Just in case anyone was in any doubt there, Ricky. Listen, thank you so much, Ricky, for sending that in. Any old stuff that you don't want, I want it. Send it to me, Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1 Podcast.
Right, so we've been talking to Alex and Fiona. Hi, ladies.
Hello.
Now, you're actually together in the same room. I didn't realise that.
In the car, yeah.
Okay, right. Both girls, both straight.
Front seat or back seat?
Front seat.
Right. They both want to go to Glastonbury so much, they would be willing to get married this weekend. Would this be the kind of wedding that your parents have dreamed for you both, do you think?
My mum's not too keen. My parents think it's brilliant.
Okay, cool.
Right. Who thinks mum actually... complain that I didn't ask for her daughter's hand in marriage.
Right. Oh, well, in my day. Right, go online now and rate Alex and Fiona. How much do you think they should get married at Glastonbury this weekend? Now, if you were to get married, yeah?
Yeah.
We think this is what it might be like.
Okay.
Morning, Vicar.
Ah, morning, choir boy. Cider?
Yes, I'd like that, thanks.
It does help one get lubricated before a nice wedding, doesn't it?
It does. I might have some more.
I'll just have a sip as well, thank you.
Who's getting married today, then?
Two girls today, choir boy.
Two girls together?
Yes, it is allowed these days.
Is it? Political correctness gone mad, I think.
Oh, stand to attention, here they come. Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to bring together these two ladies together in holy matrimony. Would you like some cider? How's that, girls? We'll have a bit more. Choir boy, get another bottle, please.
Okay.
Right. I can't be bothered with the vows. You may now kiss the bride. You may now kiss her again.
Are you actually kissing each other?
Yeah, pretty much.
If you could kiss again rather than making mooing sounds, please.
If you could kiss.
Kiss, please.
Sorry.
Quiet, boy, do you mind? And kiss once again, please.
Would any... Squirty cream, anybody?
Ah, you're now wife and wife.
There we are. I think that went quite well. Right, that's what we think it might be like at the weekend. Just the same as that, yeah. If you go online and rate them now, bbc.co.uk/radio1, vote for whether you think Alex and Fiona should get married at Glastonbury this weekend.
You may now kiss again.
Oh, God. That's enough now, I think. Right, only two couples with the high scores go through to the big final on Thursday on this show, and the winner of that, straight afterwards, will go to Glastonbury and actually get married. You'll hear it all with Joe Wiley at Glastonbury this weekend on Radio 1. Thanks, girls.
Thank you. Radio 1.
This
is a download from the BBC. For more information, go to bbc.co.uk/radio1. The Scott Mills Daily.